We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia. Hello and welcome to Sports Best Friends Grand Final Edition, a podcast that this week is going to be very hard to listen to unless you like other people's kids.
It will be unbelievable, and I think it probably will be a dream that we're chasing, and I just hope we go good.
Oh. Now, did you say you wanted to watch the highlights or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
How come?
Panthers and Broncos, please.
Yep.
That panther guy, that bronco guy's sticking out his tongue.
Yeah, Reese watched Lars sticking out his tongue.
Why?
He's extremely cheeky. Huh? You don't need to touch that, sweetie. Well, it's a bit quiet. Oh, Broncos are running out. Who do you think's going to win? Broncos?
Panthers.
Yeah, and what? We were going for the Panthers because of your mate, weren't we?
The Panthers are coming out.
Here they come. They've won two grand finals and they're trying to win three. Panthers are about to kick off. That's Nathan Cleary. Oh, there's the guy who sticks his tongue out, Reece Walsh. Which Panther people do you know? It is Nathan Cleary.
What?
His name is Adam Reynolds.
He has a lot of tattoos.
He has so many tattoos. He used to play for the Rabbitohs. Okay, Brisbane's kicking off. Ooh, big fella?
Yep, he's a big fella.
Yeah, James Fisher-Harris is a big fella. Ooh, looks like Panthers are about to score. Oh, what a great tackle. Oh! Wow, that guy almost got tackled on the in goal, but he got himself out.
Who?
His name was Katoni Staggs. Oh, Brisbane's trying to score. Oh! Yes, if you haven't worked out, it's Littlest and I on the couch watching the replay the next morning. I had the extreme pleasure of watching it with Ali and Lulu. They were both going for Brisbane. I was on the Panthers because I want to see a Bulls dynasty kind of vibe. And I want to see them win four in a row. I want to see any team win four in a row. That'd be amazing. And I've got to see a team win three in a row to see them win four in a row. So this whole thing is him and I on the couch back slapping. He eventually, you'll work out, works out there. There is a microphone and that's when the poo-poos erupt into the conversation. Enjoy.
If anybody watched a series of rugby league games, they'd never go back to watching Union or AFL or soccer.
Oh, look, Adam Reynolds was trying to do a dropout. He's passed it back. Oh, oh.
The Panthers scored.
It was a weird one because the Broncos kicked the ball. The Broncos pushed it backwards, but they pushed it backwards to a Penrith player. He's trying to give it to one of his teammates, but he accidentally gives it to that guy, Mitch Kenny.
Hitch Kenny.
Yeah.
B-Rock loves Hitch Kenny.
B-Rock, you love Mitch Kenny. Wow.
Yeah. And also that guy with the haggy, number 5.
Oh, yeah, he loves Brian Toto. Whoa. Look how fast that guy is, Jacob Arthurs.
Why the Broncos have it?
Rugby league's so fair, everyone gets a turn. Oh! That guy with his tongue out, Reece Walsh, just passed the ball forward. Look how fast that Jacob Arthurs guy is. Oh, Nathan Cleary just tackled him. And then Reece Walsh dropped it. Oh.
Oh my gosh, that Panther guy's so tall.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why the captain's so tall, he just is. Ooh. Reece Walsh is very fast, can he get away? Oh. Big tackles put Reece Walsh back into the in-goal.
What happens when they push him out?
The other team, you get the ball back. So if you can push him out or push him in the in-goal, you get the ball back.
What does in-goal mean?
That's where you want to put the ball to score tries. Oh, he's kicked the ball out again. Now the Panthers get another penalty and a chance to score more points. 8 points to the good at this
point of the game. Did the Panthers kick it out?
No, he kicked a goal. The Brisbane kicked it out. Panthers got more points.
They got 8.
Yep.
Who won?
We're still watching. We don't know yet.
But who
we're won? Going for the Panthers. So it's 8-0. We're going for the Panthers.
Why the Broncos got 0?
They don't know. They're trying right now to score. It's very close.
Reynolds!
Oh, Farnsworth's fast. Oh, can't get through. Ooh, big fella.
Did the Broncos score?
Yeah, Broncos scored. The big fella got him. Don't touch that, sweetie. It makes it too loud a noise.
Hi.
You're talking into it the whole time, you silly boy.
Hi. Why did the Panthers score?
The Panthers scored because Broncos pushed the ball back. Look, Brisbane scored just so because the big fella pushed it so hard. He knocked people over and was too strong. Okay, what's the score now? What's the score now, Bella?
8-6.
Why are you shouting all of a sudden? Halftime, 8-6.
And butt butt.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good observation. Butt butt. There's lots of butt butts
the
on the
Broncos
field.
The Broncos got butt butt.
Yeah, butt butt's very good player.
And bottom.
Bottom. There's a butt butt and bottom.
That's bottom.
Yeah, number 14.
Oh, it's bottom again. It's Ali.
Your cousins aren't playing.
And it's Lulu, number 4.
Ali and Lulu both tipped the Broncos, so they were going for the Broncos when we watched it with them. Look, Nins.
And he poos on his head.
Ezra Mann scored so fast. Did you see how fast that guy is? Everyone's chasing him. He's so strong to get through those two tackles, and then he's so fast no one could catch him. Wow. Now the Broncos are winning. Reynolds. That's an excellent conversion from the sideline. Scores now. Panthers have 8 and Broncos have
12.
8-12. Broncos are starting to win.
And poo-poo head. Can I hold it?
No, because it makes too much noise when someone changes it, sweetie. You can't hear it, but it'll make noise in the other thing. Ooh, Broncos are starting to look good. He's away too.
Hi!
You don't need to shout. Oh my god.
It just hurts, and that Bronco guy pooed on his head.
Thanks. Oh, well. That same guy skipped through everyone. He was so fast, he skipped through everyone again. The Broncos are playing so well now. Look, here's Payne Haas having an incredible game, knocking people over, gets an offload away. Broncos' offloads in this game are incredible. It's just too fast. Do you think it's his shoes? Why is he so fast?
Yes, his shoes.
I can't see. He's got like blue and white shoes. Maybe that's making them faster. Look at that. Boom. Tune. He's already smiling. He's got 20 metres to go. He's already smiling. He knew he was going to score.
Is he number 6?
That means he's a halfback. He's one of the guys that touches the ball the most. Him and Adam Reynolds, number 7.
18-8. Dad, they both have 8 in them.
Good observation.
8-8.
Yeah. And look, there's that Payne Haas bloke. He's a huge bloke, number 10.
He's so big.
Which guy's huger than the Panther guys?
I think Payne Haas is the biggest person on the field, the tallest maybe. Whoa, Reece Walsh so fast. That man scored 3 tries in a row, Ezra Mann. And look how many flags the Broncos have. Looks like they might win, right?
What was the score in the game?
We haven't finished watching it yet. Did you see how fast Reece Walsh was, though? He was so fast.
No, he's poo-poo fast.
That's so fast. Look at this. He's looking in and he goes, pew! He stepped him. And that poor guy fell over. Nathan Cleary fell over. He didn't know where to go.
Nathan Cleary number 12?
Nathan Cleary is number 7. Same number as Luke Brooks. He plays the same as Luke Brooks. They're pretty much the same player.
And wee wee poo.
Good observation. Sorry, B-Rock.
Can I talk?
Go for it, B-Rock.
It's me, it's poo 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 poo.
Oh, you're saying the same thing as Littlest, okay.
What?
It's now 24-8. The Panthers are almost getting pumped.
Why?
Well, they just can't score any points. And Ezra Mann's tearing them apart. No more pee, yeah. Woo-woos, Bella. Thanks for the tackle, B-Rock.
Hey, Aki,
here they come.
It.
Here they come. Nathan Cleary dummies. Gives it back to the one of the biggest units on the field.
Did they score?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Look, you dummies. Run straight through. Finds the otter on the inside. Look how big he is. He's running pretty fast for a big bloke.
Is he number 3 or number 8?
I think he's number 10.
No, he's number 8.
Oh, was he number 8?
See, that's number 8.
You're right. There, yeah, that's number 8. So now they're not getting pumped, but it still doesn't look very good. Tink. Score?
Yeah,
and what's the score now? Panthers are...
14.
Broncos are...
1,200.
God, the Broncos are smashing them for 1,200.
And they got 14-24.
Look, Nathan Cleary's just done a massive kick on the 64th minute. 10 minutes, when they're down by 10 points, he kicked a 40-20. That means Panthers get the ball back. Penrith can't win though, Nins, can they? There's only 10 minutes to go, they're down by 10. Little?
Boo.
No, he said move. The referee said move. No one said boo.
No, he said boo boo. But he said bot.
Oh. Penrith scored again, Stephen Crichton.
He jumped on top of him.
He jumped on top to celebrate. You're right.
He smashed for a 2.
He smashed for a 2. Pretty strong or fast. They come left. Nathan. Stags v. Crichton. Oh, and he's holding him away. He's trying to tackle him, but he can't. And everyone's like, what is Reece Walsh doing there? That kid just ran past the entire thing. Why doesn't he try and get under the ball? Oh, Nathan Cleary kicks the conversion from the sideline. It's now, what's the score now, Bello?
18 points to 20.
What? Panthers are 20, Broncos are...
No, the Panthers are 20-20-100.
Yeah, right.
And the Broncos have 1 point.
Panthers 20, Broncos 24, 5 minutes to go. Terrible kick by Nathan.
Pee-pee! Squirt! Where did the Broncos...
Crichton with another incredible kick. And so now the Broncos need to kick it back to the Panthers.
Why?
Because they tackled him in the in goal. Come on, Panthers. Oh, Brisbane's doing a great job of stopping them. Oh, such great goal line defense. Panthers keep trying to run there, but the Broncos keep pushing them away. Oh, oh. How exciting. You keep moving around the catch. Say something.
He jumped on top of it.
Yeah, they're all so excited. Nathan Cleary's just stepped off his left foot, cut through everyone, and he's made the points. He's now tied it up, 24 all.
What?
Panthers were getting pumped. And now they're not. They did an incredible job of coming all the way back, scoring so many points. And look, here he comes. Watch this. He goes left foot, one guy, two guys, three guys, four guys. Incredible. And the grand final to score a try like that's incredible. And then everyone jumps on top of him.
That guy was trying to tackle him with the pink footy dance.
Yeah, race washing, he couldn't do it. And you can see his shouts and screams at the end when he misses him because he knows he's just lost the game. And it's probably a little bit his fault. He was the one lazy on the inside, didn't come back and cover.
Who was inside?
They're the coaches, look. That's his dad, in fact. And look, here's all the Panthers fans at home. Okay, he needs to kick this goal to be in the lead. Do you think he'll do it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he will. He's in front. He could headbutt it over. Tink. There you go. Panthers finally leading in the second half. 26-24. Oh. Fitting that Reece Walsh throws the intercept offload because he hasn't had a great game. Good idea.
This is this cubby house. Boom.
Oh, look, Penrith win.
Penrith got another one.
Penrith won another grand final. Look how happy they are.
Why did Penrith win a grand final?
They were the best team out of everyone this year. They beat everyone. Well, they did lose to the Tigers in the middle of it, but they beat everyone else. Look how their fans are so excited. Do you think your mate would be excited too? Yeah. This is what it felt like when the Tigers won. Everyone was happy and hugging and jumping on top.
Oh my gosh. Why are they so excited?
Oh, look at the poor Brisbane people. They're so sad they just fell on the floor.
Why are the Panthers so excited?
Because to win this is really hard. See, and it's so sad if you lose. Looks like Adam Reynolds is crying. It's really sad.
But what about next time?
Yeah.
They beat the Warriors.
The Tigers will beat the Warriors in the grand final.
Ikukikukikawa.
There's the trophy.
Why the Panthers got it?
They beat everyone. Amazing, right? What was the best bit?
When they were jumping on top of each other.
Yeah, you love the jumping on top. And the other bit you loved the most was trying to touch the microphone. Would you agree?
Kiku.
You keep looking at it now like you really want to touch it.
Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
What does that mean? Oh, God, something else is starting.
What's that game?
Don't know. Can I watch it? Nope. Oh. What's been your favourite thing about football?
Poo-poo.
You seem to be really interested in having this chat. Usually you're much better chatting to me, but the microphone for some reason has turned you into a poo-poo machine. If you could play football, what do you think you would do first?
Trying to score a try.
What if someone was running down the sideline and they're trying to score a try? What would you do?
Help them.
You are such a nice bloke. I thought you would tackle them out, but of course you're on their team because in your head that makes more sense. Do you think you'd do big kicks?
Yes.
Do you think you would do big tackles?
Yes.
When you grow up, do you think you'll be a big fella or a little fella?
Big fella.
What number will you wear?
How many players in 40?
On the field, there's 13 on the field, and then there's 4 more on the bench, so 17. So you can choose any number between 1 and 17. Which number do you want?
I'll choose number 12.
Ooh, number 12. Okay. Anything else before we go? You've run out of batteries. Are you doing the thing where you...
Ka-cha-ka-ga-ga.
Can you say something to Henry Brett?
Hi, Henry Brett. I pooed on my dad's head right now and poo, poo, poo.
Well, if you're big, you got to play big.
I'm no expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's Tees.
Well, enjoy your sport for another week. Get around great people like Mario Siegs, who tweeted one of the all-time tweets saying Nathan Cleary's so big in the big games. Yeah, look at him disappear. And then double down a bunch of times with the tweets about how Nathan was invisible in that game, getting absolutely ankle-broken by Rhys Walsh. But then was big enough to take his medicine when Nathan Cleary had one of the greatest 25 minutes in a grand final. So love you, Murray. Love everyone else. Enjoy your sport for another week, and we won't see you until next year, probably. Oh, no, maybe we'll do some stuff over the Pacific. We'll have to see. Anyway, hope you enjoy the grand final. Love you, bye.
We wouldn't have got that win without your support. We heard you cheering the whole 60 minutes, and we bloody love yous.
Sports Best Friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.